Hello, and it is now 10 to 3 on Saturday the 20th of October 2018, and I'm sitting here with Jerry Mulvaney. Jerry, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in your first station?
Sure, yeah. Well, the first station was the only station. I was DJing for parties, 21st, that sort of thing. And a friend of mine asked me would I cover a bit of time on Sunshine Radio. So without further ado, I thought it would help my financial career by being able to say that I'm a radio DJ. So it was only early morning stuff from sort of 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. And I suppose they put me on because everyone else would be asleep at that stage, so I wasn't going to bother anybody. And that's basically what I did. I just, for a couple of months, maybe sort of mid-80s, a professional setup. We never got paid, I never got paid a bob for doing it. A CD, not even a CD, a record or something is what your payment was. So I was delighted to get it. Did it help the career? I suppose. Did it help the career? Of course it did. Yeah, got a few extra gigs and whatever else out of it, and enjoyed my time while I was there.
Sunshine was one of the well-known Dublin stations at the time, and, you know, with its power, actually reached a fair amount of the country. How many people would have been involved in the station at the time?
It was hard for me to say because it was the ghost shift that I went in on. There was, at times, there could have been just two people, as in yourself and somebody else, and you relieve somebody, and then somebody, in my case, somebody came in at 5 a.m. and relieved me off the microphone, and I went on about my business. So I was never actually there during the course of, I suppose, the business part of the day, where you're talking, you know, prime time and that sort of thing. Chris Carey would have been the main man back in the day. I never met him. I wouldn't know him if I met him today, I think. So, yeah, that's fair.
What would the music policy of the station have been?
It was, in my situation, it was left up to me to play what I sort of wanted to play at that hour of the morning. We were sort of playing the West Coast sort of American sort of stuff, the sort of Dan Fogelbergs, the Stephen Bishops, that sort of thing, where I suppose it wasn't really mainstream on the likes of RT at the time, so I just thought it was something a bit different, and that's the sort of stuff I played.
It was quite a popular station, wasn't it?
It was very popular, yeah. How would you measure it? I suppose, as well, there was only a couple of other stations in Dublin at the time. Radio Nova and Sunshine, I suppose, would have been the two big ones at the time.
When you talk to anybody who was involved in unlicensed radio, they always have a couple of good stories that they've polished up over the years. What's your one?
It's I suppose, from my point of view and the hours I was on at, it wasn't the case where there was a lot of interaction with other people. And basically, I suppose, I just went in, I did my thing for a couple of hours, and I came back out afterwards. And as I say, it was just a skeleton crew. So was there any mishaps? Not really. There was an odd bit of silence or something where something didn't come in when you thought it was going to come in. But other than that, I think that was about the highlight of it.
Was the station ever taken off air by the authorities while you were there?
Not while I was there, no. But there was closed down, and there was, and it's amazing. Equipment was taken, and within a couple of hours, there was equipment back, and it was back up and running again.
Do you remember at all the 30th, 31st of December 1988, when all the unlicensed stations were obliged to leave the air if they wanted to continue after?
I think I would have sort of nearly been gone at that stage, as in I would remember it happening, but obviously then I'd no sort of affiliation to it as such. So, but yeah, I do remember that. The sort of thing was, if you got off the air and you closed down, you had a chance to get a license then when they were going to do them. So, yeah. Exactly how many closed down or what, I couldn't really tell you.
In the studio itself, do you remember the kind of technical setup, what equipment you had to work with?
A couple of turntables was basically it. I had a couple of jingles that were actually on a cassette, and that's how I played my jingles, yeah. My jingle was sort of all the hits and more with Jerry Mooney has been. That's my radio name, as they say.
Now, are you going to try and sing it for me?
No.
You didn't have a Jerry Mooney.
Yeah, no, not quite. It was more a voiceover rather than a jingle.
Jerry Mooney, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. This will be part of the archive from today of all the people who have been involved in different stations. So thank you again.
You're welcome. Cheers. Thank you.